Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechta Kiddushin, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel and Yedalet, the last two Mishnahs in the Masechta and entire Seder. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zeichet Efrayin Ruziva Hagon, B'karav Mamish. And we continue with the same thing that we were discussing yesterday: proper interactions between men and women. Mishnah says Lo Yilamed Adam Ravak Seifrim. A man who's a Ravak, he's a Bacher, he's not married, he should not teach himself, meaning he should not become Seifrim a Cheder Rebbe. And that's because the mothers drop their kids off, and here you're gonna have this unmarried man having conversations and what to do with women, and that's not appropriate. Furthermore, Loi Salamid Isha Seifrim, a woman shouldn't teach herself, meaning she shouldn't become a Rebbe or a Mora, and that's because the fathers drop their kids off and she might have inappropriate interactions with them. Now Rabbi Lezer says, Af Misha Ein Loi Isha Loi Salamid Seifrim, even somebody who doesn't have a wife is not allowed to become a Cheder Rebbe. And this is referring to a person who actually is married. It's just that his wife is not with him. She's perhaps in a different town. They live separate from each other. Maybe he went off to go be in a Rebbe in a different country or city or locale, and therefore he's not with his wife and she can't protect him from inappropriate actions, therefore he shouldn't be a Rebbe either. And moving on to Mishnah Dalet, continuing with this, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo yira ravak behema, a bacher, somebody who's not married, should not be a shepherd for animals. V'lo yishnu shnei ravakim metalas achas, and two non-married men shouldn't sleep under the same blanket. That's because according to Rabbi Yehuda, we suspect these two men of Mishkav Zachar, or this man of doing something inappropriate with the animal. However, Chacham Matirin, the Chacham say that it's okay, and we don't suspect a good Jewish boy that he's going to do anything inappropriate with another man or with an animal. Furthermore, kol she'iskay im hanashim, lo yisyachad im hanashim, somebody whose business is dealing with women, he should not be miyachad with women. For example, he sells perfumes, so he's always dealing with women. Even if there's many women in the same room, he should not be miyachad with them. That's because he, in particular, is very comfortable with them. Also, v'lo yilamed adam es benoy umen es ben hanashim, a man shouldn't teach his son a craft, a trade, a job, which is going to cause him to be with women a lot. And once we talk about teaching a child in umnes, we continue with that. Rameir says, v'lo yilamed adam es benoy umnes nikiya v'kala, a person should always teach his child in umnes a profession, a job, a craft, which is nikiya v'kala, clean and easy, something that doesn't involve too much hard work. Now, a person shouldn't tell himself, this is such an easy and light job, I'm not going to make any money off of it. What's he supposed to do? He should daven to the one whom has all the wealth and property, which is obviously Hashem. There isn't a single job that doesn't have people who are rich and poor that do it. The reason why a person is poor or rich has nothing to do with the job that they do. Everything has to do with the schus that the person has, so he just has to make sure to daven. And by the same token, Rav Shimon Elazar says, have you ever seen a wild animal or a bird that has a job or a craft to do to support themselves? They get their parnasa without any pain. They were created to serve me, and I was created to serve my creator. In addition, shouldn't I for sure get my parnasa without tsar? Ella rather must be, says Rav Shimon Elazar, I was the one that corrupted my own deeds, and because of that, I lost out of my parnasa. And therefore, it must be that a person's parnasa comes because of their schosim. Now continue talking about umnes, different jobs that a person perhaps should not be involved in. Abagurion ish tzadion oimer mishum abaguria, lo yilamed adam es benoy, a person should not teach his son to do the following. Chamar, a donkey driver that travels in between different cities bringing wares. Gamol, a camel driver, which goes on longer journeys. Sapra, a barber. Sapon, a sailor. Roya, a shepherd. Vechenvani, or a storekeeper. Why is this? Shum nason umnes listin, because all these people have somewhat to do with thievery. All the first ones that we mentioned are traveling along the road, and they're very inclined to take produce from fields that aren't theirs, or to not keep to their tanaim. They're not really keeping to their contract properly, and people won't know about it. A shepherd will take his animals into other people's fields, and a storekeeper might dilute the wine or put some pebbles in the wheat and not give proper measurements, so a person should keep his child far away from these professions. Now, even so, Rabbi Yehuda says in his name, meaning in the name of Abu Gurya, Hachabarim, donkey drivers, Ruben Roshayim. Most of them are Roshayim. As we had said, they're most probably going to be involved in Gezel. They're probably going to go off the side of the road as they're traveling and take produce that's not theirs. However, Agamalim, these donkey drivers, Ruben Ksherim, most of them are kosher. That's because they go on these very long journeys, often totally uninhabited and unpopulated areas, and there's robbers and bandits. These Gamalim, these camel drivers, are always davening to Hashem, being machinia themselves, and that makes them kosher. Hasapanim, sailors, Ruben Chasidim, most of them are Chasidim, they're very pious, they're even greater than Ksherim, and that's because they're out on these sea journeys, and the sea is extremely dangerous, much more than going on a caravan journey, and so their connection to Hashem is much greater. Furthermore, Toiv Shebaraifim, Legehenim, even the best of doctors to Gehenim. And there's many different explanations of this. The one that we're going to go with right now is that doctors eat healthy and they live healthy because they're doctors and they're not afraid of getting sick because they're doctors. And they say, oh, it's all because of me and my smarts and because I'm healthy and I exercise and I know how to heal myself. And they don't attribute any of it to Hashem. And furthermore, sometimes they're able to heal somebody they don't because the person's not able to afford their services. And that's why we also say Toiv Shebaraifim, Legehenim. And lastly, in this category, even the kosher butchers and sheikhtim are considered the part partner of Amalek, and that's because a lot of times they have a suffix whether or not the animal is kosher or treif, and they're more inclined to say, you know what, it's okay, it's fine, because they don't want to lose out on money. And lastly, the Mishnah concludes, Rabbi Nirai tells us, I leave all the professions of the world to the side. They're not really so important. I only teach my son Torah. Why is that? A person benefits from the schar of Torah in this world, but the principle of learning Torah still is there in the next world for him. All other professions are not like that. If a person becomes sick or old and he can't do his job, or he has some sort of other challenge in his life that prevents him from doing his job, and so he's not able to be involved in his profession, he can't go to the office, he's not able to make business deals, he's going to die of hunger. But Torah is not like that. It protects him from all evil in his youth, and it gives him a future and hope in his old age. How do we know this? What does it say regarding a person's youth? And those who hope in Hashem shall renew their strength. This is coming off the previous pasuk, which refers to young men chasing parnasa and trying to get food and trying to support themselves, saying that sometimes they're going to stumble and not be successful. And then this pasuk comes along telling us that if a person is dedicated to Hashem, he puts his hope in Hashem, which means he's learning Torah, so he's going to have a chlofas koyach. It's a lashon of a schadshus, renewed strength. That's referring to a person's youth. And what about a person's old age? It says, yet they will still be fruitful in old age. And it says about Avram Avinu, Avram Zaken, Avram was old, Hashem berchas Avram bakol, Hashem blessed Avram with everything. And Matsinu, also Avram Avinu was called Torah kula, shalai nitna. We know that Avram Avinu kept all the Torah even before it was given. Shenemar the pasuk says, Eikav asher shama Avram bakoli, vayishmar mishmarti, mitzvoisai, chukoisai, v'soiroisai. And so we see that the ikkar is the limud haTorah. A person's whole focus should be on learning Torah, and that's even if he has a job and an omnis and a parnasa and a profession and a craft, it doesn't make a difference. That's not his main focus, that's not his main drive. The limud haTorah he does throughout his day, whenever it might be, in the morning, afternoon, and night, even if it's just for a couple minutes, that's his main focus, that's his omnis, and that's what gives him the kayach when he's young and when he's old. With this, we finish the Masechta. Malzar are finishing Maseches Kiddushin together and all of Seder Nashim together. Just like we were zecher to finish this, we should be zecher to finish all of Shas Mishnayos together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning the brand new Seder, Seder Nezikin, with Maseches Baba Kama. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.